Good morning. Welcome to worship at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoyleton, Illinois.
Thank you for joining us for worship, and may God bless your worship with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. at some point, she says, oh, I actually am Roman Catholic, have been Catholic my whole life. And at a certain point in the conversation, she actually asks, okay, so what's the difference between Catholics and Lutherans? She believes what's going to be like better than being Christians, and you've got to answer this now. And I can't remember everything that I said in response to that. I remember at some point, I decided to try to regurgitate that one of his classes that I was reading for Dr. Lewis. So I started talking about how we as Lutherans don't believe that good works save us, that they are necessary for us to do, but they're not necessary for our salvation. And I was just like so excited that I had this opportunity to share the Lutheran theology with somebody. And when I looked at this woman, she was not very happy. She was like staring into my soul, arms crossed, and her reaction to this. She said, heaven is for people who are good, who do good things, and I think your church is lying to you. And then she physically turned her body away from us. And this woman, who had been so friendly and chatty up to that point, did not speak a word to us for the rest of the time. Here's sort of, based on this text even, sort of what I wish future pastor Paul would have said. For example, look at how God did not give Abraham what he deserved. Look at how he fulfilled his promises to him. All of his sin, his unworthiness, you know, all those descendants that God's talking about, all of those stars in the sky, look at them too. Look at Isaac, look at Jacob, look at down the line, people like Moses, people like David and Solomon. Look at the entire history of God's people in the Old Testament. You know what the common thread is? All sinners. Every last one of them. They all fell short of the glory of God. They all deserved nothing but eternal punishment as a just reward for their evil deeds. Number two, God blessed them. God blessed all of them. He blessed all of their lives. Them all much better than they actually deserved, and that he used their lineage to bring about the ultimate fulfillment and because his promise to Israel, which of course is his son, Jesus Christ himself. And through Jesus, yes, all of the nations of the world have been blessed. God's people are given eternal life. It's not because they have earned that eternal life with their own righteousness, with their own good works. Our salvation comes through Jesus Christ alone, and just like Abraham, our faith and our trust in Him is the only thing within us that God can count as righteousness. That's good news. Either bring a person an immense amount of guilt, or it can also be seen as offensive, shocking, and outrageous, appalling, which really is in between. For that occasion of blame on the one hand, I can understand how frustrating it is to work for something so hard your whole life, and then to have to stop those teaching tracks to the point telling you that God has offered to the world for free this thing that you've been trying to earn. On the other hand, we know that no amount of good can come from all of this. It's easy work in us. Of us knows the scandals of our own lives better than anybody else. If we're being honest with ourselves, we know that we can be worthy of the place of God's kingdom. That's all that we do. But rather than allowing that to push us into despair instead of being by faith to turn to Jesus, we believe the Lord. And it is counted to us as righteousness. We turn to the one whose blood covers all of the scandals. Our lives turn to the one who is graciously forgiven us of all the things that we've committed, who has washed us clean in his baptism, who has created us to be part of his family, who has gone to prepare a place for us in his heavenly glory. We cling to the one who doesn't treat us fairly. The one who does not give us what we actually deserve, because he promises us something so good. You know, there is nothing more offensive or shocking than the greatest of all of these scandals. He endured it all so that this righteous scandal could bring to all of us blessing to God's blessing, so that we could live forever.
Hello! Hello, the humanity!
Yeah, that's right. The humanity, all of humanity. And you, super. God, which pervades all creatures, what is your heart's
I'm going to go to the next slide. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today.
We hope you can come and join us again next week.